Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen and Jessica Alsman. They're coming up right after this.
In the studio, singer-songwriters Paul and Storm. You guys are famous for your tributes. Now, do I hear you have a couple new ones?
We like to pay tribute to those musical acts that have inspired us over the years.
Mm-hmm.
This is called If James Taylor Were on Fire.
Oh, okay. All right.
Somebody please, won't you get me a fire extinguisher and put me out? I can't stand the heat, though I've seen fire and rain. I can do with a little less fire. This is if Bob Dylan were hiding at the bottom of a well.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
I'm just sitting here hiding at the bottom of a well. And I ain't coming out.
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Jess Alsman, and there is Allie Breen.
Hey, Allie.
Hi, guys.
How nice of you to fit us into your schedule. Now, let's
postpone one day.
I had to change it up.
Where are you, Allie?
Looks like a hotel room.
No. I'm in Atlanta. Okay. I'm going back to New York later on today. Yes.
Gotcha. Visiting family in Atlanta?
Yep, exactly.
Great.
Okay, first
right,
letter.
Got that out of the way.
All caught up.
It's 110 meter hurdles today. Go ahead.
I have been with my boyfriend for 3 years and he still won't give me the keys to his apartment.
Oh,
he says he needs
years?
Boundaries.
Three. Okay.
Try not to interrupt her.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
He says he needs boundaries and he'll give them to me when I earn them.
Oh.
Am I right to be upset?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, you do have the right to be upset.
And she's still there.
How do I earn them, Master? Dear God.
Yeah. Oh.
You do have a right to be upset, yep.
He was fine until he used the word earn.
Yeah.
Boundaries, okay.
I don't even know if he was fine at that point. 3 years is a long time without
keys. No joke.
Right.
Earned them.
I figured pay for the cow and getting the milk for free. I don't care. You leave that milk out on the porch.
Right.
You don't come. You don't bring it in the house.
You don't teach your cow how to unlatch the fence.
Because you know what? If you do, the cows run around your house. You don't need that.
No one needs it.
No, sir.
What is the old saying? Get out!
Man, oh, man.
Yeah. That's not good.
Nope. Oh, boy. And these silly people think that they're going to have a relationship with somebody.
That's a bummer, man. 3 years in, they're committed. And he says,
one of them's committed.
Yeah.
Or maybe, maybe it's he wants out. How do I do this? Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, who knows?
Yeah. Say earn them. That's how you do it.
Yeah, right?
How the hell do you earn them?
Well, I mean, there are several things women can do to earn something.
Oh, is that right?
Josh, if you care to take this.
Yes. Let me be the villain here.
Take it away.
Well, you've been the villain all morning. Why change things now?
Well, if I worked with professionals.
Go find a show
he's
that
been in radio.
I'm glad you said go find.
He's been in radio compared to me and Christy for 10 minutes. We have to be professional.
Oh, and he's been up my ass all day.
That's one of the things you can do to earn your keys. Thank you.
Wow. I'm like, here all day.
It's like we rehearsed this. Allie, do we have another letter?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend has a kid and we went swimming the other day. And
get out!
His kid said I looked lumpy.
Ooh,
my boyfriend laughed and didn't reprimand him. I've been furious ever since, and he doesn't understand why I'm upset. And he says he's just a kid. How about both of them having some manners?
Okay. Yeah. Well, first, put the fork down. Second.
Come closer to the radio, Chunkles. Now, here's the thing.
No. Don't be that upset about this. No. It's the kid. The guy doesn't. You can't. How can you reprimand a kid for being a kid?
One of my greatest joys when I was a kid was making my father laugh, and I would say anything.
Right. And it's just kids talk that way all the time.
Kids don't have filters. When I worked at camp, I was 24. A kid goes, how old are you? I said 24. And he goes, oh, well, my sister's 14 and she has pimples. Why do you still have pimples? And the kid wasn't trying to be
mean. Right, no, they're just saying. Yeah, exactly. So it's not, you know.
All I hope is that during this, the entire process of this, when he asked her what was wrong, she said,
nothing.
Of course.
I just hope.
I bet she hasn't talked to him about this at all. It sounds like probably she's just been simmering, fuming somewhere.
What about this? Start making fun of the kid. I'm lumpy. I keep talking brace face. See what happens.
That's right.
Uh-huh. Well,
no.
Or you can just be a confident adult and not let this bother you.
I'm sorry, realize it's a kid.
I got to get a pen. What was that term?
Confident adult.
Confident adult. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
She's bringing it up.
And her biggest problem is that he laughed. I guess the boyfriend laughed.
Yeah, so did we.
When the kid said,
"Lumpy's a funny word."
Like this.
Lumpy is a funny word.
It is a funny word.
Maybe he just meant your boobs. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, could be.
Oh my God, I hope her
maybe he's a Fergie fan. He thinks lumps are how do you say
my
humps,
my lumps. Those are lady lumps.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Just relax.
You think Fergie's hairline is advancing to cover her nose? Don't you think so? Get a really close look at her.
That.
It was up here, now it's down here. Now it's she's not going to be able to see in 6 weeks. You wait and see.
Go ahead. Like cousin Sorry, it.
Yep. It's the opposite of how things usually happen.
That's right.
Okay.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Dear Allie, what is the best thing to say to a woman if you think you're being catfished?
Oh, wow. That's so catfishing, for those who don't know, is when you think that the person, the account, let's say on a social media account or what, is fake.
Right.
That it's not actually the attractive person. It's some troll who's trying to fool you.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a few theories on this. One thing you can do to tell on Instagram, you have photos you post, and there's also a section of tagged photos. And usually catfish accounts have no tagged photos.
Oh, nice.
Does that make sense?
That's so really good.
I have pictures that my friends will post to me and they'll tag me in them. A catfish person, unless they're really working hard, is not going to have accounts that are going to be tagging them in the photos.
Interesting.
That's one way to check.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants to ask, is it a her, did he say? He said,
what's the best way? It's a man asking, what's the best thing to say to a woman if you think you're being catfished by her?
Okay. Boy.
This is actually a good question.
Send the kidnap photo where you know she sends something with the object and the date of the day.
Right.
Could he send her something like a necklace and be like, "Hey, can I get a picture of you in that necklace?" But then you don't want to send her something that and lose money in that, but that could be a way to check.
Get her one of those candy necklaces.
It's
something
just from
cutesy
the neck.
That's
can Here's a question. I was just going to say, has a woman this attractive ever talked to you ever before?
Oh,
there you go.
Right? Yeah. That could be a good indicator.
That's fair.
Is she that out of your league?
Those are questions you'd have to ask yourself.
And then if the guy says, well, I've had a couple of dates before, it's probably being
kept. Am I the only one that doesn't believe in leagues? I don't think that's a thing. I think anybody can be attracted to anybody.
I do too. I don't think you should put people in groups like that.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know either. I think it could be, but it's rare that you have people in different leagues really attracted to each other. Well, it's usually, you know, Brad Pitt and Jennifer
Lyle Lovett and Julia Roberts. Come on.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Julia Roberts, I still say, can shoot pool without a stick. That's all I'm saying. Put her fist in her mouth easily.
But still, okay. Lyle Lovett, I mean, I know he's a very talented guy, but he's not the most attractive.
Josh, you want to take this one about Lyle Lovett?
Do I have something on him?
I think you said, yeah, the other day we were talking about this because I was at that concert when Julia Roberts came out and said, ladies and gentlemen, my husband, Lyle Lovett.
Married. Right.
Yeah.
But I don't remember saying.
Maybe.
But also, isn't there a chance she looks at him and goes, man, that guy's hot? Mm-hmm. Of course there's a chance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just because we don't find somebody attractive.
Here's the thing. Guys can make up with a lot of physical attraction with charm and...
So can women, Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want my men to be funny. Yeah, until they look at you and say, you know what? You're just not funny anymore. Okay?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wow. Yeah, laugh it up.
I don't know what she could ask, honestly. I think Willie's method is good.
I think
you can't ask. If you're going to be catfished, if you ask a question, they're just going to keep lying to you. I think you just have to do your own checking, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Have you ever been catfished? Anybody?
No.
Well, if I have, I wasn't aware of it.
Oh, okay.
But I've never shown up at a restaurant and then
met somebody.
I get a text saying, hey, we were 14-year-old boys making a joke.
Oh.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well,
I mean, isn't that who does the catfish?
I don't know. Who does?
I would just say, ask them on a coffee date, and then just go somewhere. Don't spend too much money. Buy a cup of coffee. If it's not that person, it's not that person.
If nobody shows up, you got catfish. Hey, but don't feel bad for getting catfish. This isn't your fault.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's shows about it.
That's true.
Wasn't there a football player it happened to in a big way?
What's his name, chick?
Manti Te'o.
Very good.
For years, didn't he send a girl
imaginary
money?
Imaginary girlfriend. And that was a bizarre thing.
That was bizarre.
It was so strange.
Can you video chat?
Yeah, you could. You could say, hey, let's FaceTime.
Yeah.
That's a very good answer, Ace.
Super great easy answer.
Yeah,
that one's perfect. Can you do a deep fake thing, though, if you're just talking to someone? Can you put on someone else's face for that?
You know what? In that case... Hey,
wow!
Good for the catfish. You know what I mean? That's one where if that happened to me, I'd go, hey, you got me. What was I supposed to do here?
You know what we've always said is that if you can make the sentence into can they fill in the blank, they already have. And it's happening, and they're the new app's coming out tomorrow. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, don't sweat it, man. If you're getting catfished, it's not your fault.
Mm-hmm. Just don't send money.
Yeah.
Don't send money. Yeah. That's true.
Save that for the evangelical preacher.
Or don't send nudes either.
Save that for the evangelical
preacher. You don't know where those are going to end up.
You have another letter?
Absolutely.
She's laughing because you guys are so funny. Oh.
My boyfriend likes to role play and really likes to do cop, prisoner, doctor, patient, teacher, student scenarios.
All right.
He is a college professor.
You have my
Should
attention.
I be concerned?
No.
No, it's just his thing.
That's fun.
Why?
If you don't like it, get out, but it's just his thing.
I don't think it's bad. Do you?
No.
No. Uh-oh.
Hey, it doesn't make it sound like he's lusting after his students or anything?
No.
Wait.
Does he call you by your name during this role play, or does he literally make up a new name for you, like Susie, and then you find out Susie's in the front row of his class, and you're like, geez.
That would be the trick. Yeah, no, because the concern is he's a college professor playing teacher-student scenarios. There's a disconnect, though? You don't think it matters?
Don't you think you'd rather have him doing it that way than actually having sex with his students?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
I didn't want to upset you, so I went ahead and dated one of my students. Is that cool?
Gosh.
Wow. Because that's what they say when you fantasize. If you constantly fantasize about threesomes, the guy really wants to do threesomes. So you don't think he's fantasizing about his students? I guess it doesn't matter as long as he doesn't act on it.
I mean, some fantasies are best left as fantasies anyway, don't you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, there's no issue here.
I would get suspicious too, though.
Our I love think I would too. Josh has
decreed there's no issue here.
Nothing to see here. Let's move on. You're creating an issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's
if
an issue.
If you don't like role play, get out. If you do,
enjoy it.
God, leave us alone, people.
Hit the highway, man.
Just ask him one time if you can be the cop and he be the prisoner, though. I mean, I wonder if he lets that happen.
Sure. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Change it up.
Yeah. Change it up.
Dom sub.
Yeah.
Become sub dom.
Sub dom. Yeah.
That sounds like a great Chinese dish, doesn't it?
All of the shrimp sub dom. Mm-hmm.
Ah, do you have another letter?
Dear Allie, I hurt my back trying a new sex position with my F-boy. Ooh. The injury happened at work, yes. So I want to file a workers' comp and say that I was lifting heavy boxes. The problem is I already told a few friends what happened. Can you get workman's comp or something like that? I knew a delivery driver who drove drunk and literally got workman's comp, so it's worth a try, right?
Oh, gosh.
You are a dirtbag.
There's no way. I don't know. This is like legit legal advice. I don't know.
Even at Christmas.
Is the person, if she got it at work, what I'm trying to ask is the person that she was with, do they work together? Because then you're definitely going to get caught.
People at work already know.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
Someone's spilling the beans, especially if you get money. Someone's going to be mad about that and jealous, and you will be ratted out. Also, you just confessed this to millions of people.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's somebody who's heard it that knows just enough about you to realize, oh my God, that sounds like Steve.
Yeah. They do say, though, any injury you incur at work is work comp, so there's a shot.
There is a shot, and there's a shot that she'll get it. It's a she, right?
It's a she.
Yeah, hurt her back.
I want to know what position
and where at work they were. Yeah.
Like, how'd it happen? Curious.
Boy.
They must have been in a tight space, so they had to try something new.
Well, you know, was she holding him up? Or
Yeah, no kidding.
Something very acrobatic.
Yeah. No, maybe ask a lawyer if you can get away with it. Right? Like a workman's comp lawyer. Work injury lawyer.
I'm with him. She's a scumbag. Come on. You made your bed lying.
Yeah, this is...
Well, my dream is I collect workman's comp for the rest. Oh, boy, you're a real go-getter. Congratulations.
That would be the life, though.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, it's workman's comp or sexual harassment, so which one can you get away with?
Man, oh man.
One will pay off the other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I got a suspicion she's not in danger of being sexually harassed. Okay. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
Oh, well.
This is a real bunch of letter writers we got today.
Yeah, we
sure it is, right?
It's kind of nice, though. Not so much my man cheated on me or this, and this. A little bit of a different category.
Oh, we got one of those. You want one of those?
Yes,
oh,
please.
Boy. Here we go. Dear Allie, I'm dating a divorced guy who has an apartment that I stay at occasionally. He never stays at my place, and I only stay at his once a week. I hid my iPad in his car and used the Find My iPad app over and over to see what he's up to.
Wow.
He's been going...
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He's been going home to his wife and kids.
Oh.
How do I handle this? I'm pretty sure I could ruin his life.
Well, you know, I was ready to give you a sound answer until I'm pretty sure I could ruin his life.
Wait, did you know he was married ahead of time, or this is how you found out he's got wife and kids? Because you probably drove there to find what that location was and watched him from across the street.
Right. This sounds like you've done it before.
But she's probably a step too far. She's like straight up guano crazy a little bit. Sorry. You don't put your iPad in there. But hey, just get out of the relationship. End it. Call it.
Yeah. I wouldn't ruin his life.
No.
No.
A person does that.
Even though she technically has been wronged here, right?
Right.
No, you don't need to ruin his life. That's not going to, honestly, in the long run, that won't make you feel better.
No, she doesn't sound like a reasonable, lost that one.
Yeah, no.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah. You're going to ruin not only his wife, his life, but his wife's, his kids, everybody.
Exactly.
That's
going to blow up. Scorched earth.
He's a scumbag. He'll figure it out on his own how to ruin his life. So don't let you.
Josh. You can still get your revenge. Just don't tell him you know about it, unless he already does, and start seeing somebody else. So basically let him know, like, I'm seeing somebody else. No big deal.
Also, who are you dating? Are you dating Adam Sandler in Uncut Gems? This is exactly the plot of this is insane.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker. Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a 3-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it.
They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.